Morning, everybody. Today I want to teach you some things about spiritual realities, about the supernatural element of our Christianity, and actually the supernatural element of all of the world, because there are two powerful entities in this creation of ours. One is the Spirit of God and the other demonic powers. And they're very real, but God. The Lord spoke to me while we were worshiping, actually during prayer this morning, while we were up here praying, and he said, there are some of my people who are locked down and shut down. And he said to tell you that you know why, and if you will renounce it, I will set you free. Spiritually locked down and shut down. I don't know who you are. God knows who you are. But if you renounce the things that have shut you down and locked you down, some whatever influences, God's going to set you free. Okay, we want to begin this morning looking in John chapter 14. Again, this is about spiritual realities, Holy Spirit realities, truths for us. John 14, beginning, we're going to look at verse 17. Jesus talking about the coming of the Holy Spirit into the earth, and he says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him or knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and in you. And therein lies the truth about the presence, the omnipresence of God in the earth. He can be both in us and with us. Verse 21. And he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him, make myself known. So that means this. It is possible to know God indwelling us, Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in degrees, by measure. Manifest means to make open and to reveal. And God can reveal himself openly and make himself known to you by one condition, and that is the amount of attention we pay to his lordship and maintain a right relationship with him by obeying him. Simple as that. So we can almost look at it like a give and take. I suppose we can look at it as a give and take. That the more we love God, the more he manifests himself to us. And how do we show our love to him? We keep his word. We keep his commandment. Not just the Ten Commandments, of course them, but also all the directions and guidances and urges, impulses of the Holy Spirit to obey him. When the Welsh Revival was going on, there were many key prayers and statements that were made that have lasted for a long time. One of the outstanding prayers was this: Lord, send Holy Spirit for Jesus Christ's sake. And they shouted that, screamed that, prayed that, declared that, wished that, hoped that, wanted that. Now here's a question for us. If Holy Spirit is here, then why would we ask the Lord to send him to us? That almost doesn't make sense. But it does. Because the presence, the manifest presence of Holy Spirit is known by degrees, by increment, by measurement. The more we long for him, the more we know him and experience him. The less we long for him, the less we experience him. It's like a lover. The more you want to be with him, the more that person wants to be with you. The more we display love towards that person, the more that love comes back to us. And Holy Spirit's always here. But that prayer says, send him more powerfully for Jesus Christ's sake, because we have not known his presence like we should, like we need, like we want to. Revivals always have two things going on. The first is prayer, which is the longing for God, and the second is repentance. The word repentance is metanoia, which means change of mind, change of heart, change of will, change of desire, complete change, complete turnaround. And that metanoia is a cry for more of God and less of whatever it is that we have been absorbing ourselves with. I call it spiritual attraction. Think about it. Spiritual attraction. God is attracted to us as we are attracted to him. The more we deliver over ourselves from whatever, the more we get God in our lives. Truly, we need him like that more and more. So, whatever you set your heart on is what you're going to get. It's as simple as that. If you set your heart on the things of the world, you're going to get the things of the world to the extent that they can come to you. Things of the flesh. But if your heart is set on the things that come from above, where you have a new treasure, that's what you're going to get. Let's look at Matthew chapter 6. Verses 21-24. Jesus says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, the whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" Then Jesus goes on to say, "And no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Well, a lot of people just reduce that to whether you want to have more money or not. It goes way beyond that. He's just making an example that you can't serve two masters. And some masters are not just money, but so many other things that we long for. So what's your treasure today? What's your treasure today? What is your treasure? Where is your treasure? Jesus talks about light and darkness. Light and darkness are the two great components that exist throughout all of creation. In the beginning of creation, when God created the earth, it was dark. It was null and void. There was no light on it until the Holy Spirit hovered upon it and brought light to it. And so there's always been light and darkness. Darkness belongs to the realm of the evil one, and light belongs to God. Matthew 4. Verse 16. "Now the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned." Beloved, we are living in a nation that is living in darkness. And the darkness that is in the world today exists not only in the world, but in the people who sit in darkness. And how did that darkness get into them? Well, Jesus said it in Matthew 6. your eye, your perception, what you look at, what you desire, what you focus on, comes into you. If it's from the dark side, it comes into you and darkness begins to reside in your heart. And there's no space for God now. The more you think about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the world, the pride of life, the more you absorb yourself with the things of this age, where your treasure now becomes that of the world and not of the realm of God, darkness begins to flood your soul and you can no longer see clearly, and your body becomes full of darkness, and the consequences of that are immeasurable. Your ruination. The word here says they sit in the region of the shadow of death, meaning death crouches waiting to pounce on people who live in darkness. And it will bring about death. Darkness always does. When Jesus talks about the eye, he is referring to the organ that allows for the incoming of light and the recognition when there is no light or darkness. But in reality, he means the inward eye of man, the soul, the eye of understanding that Paul talks about, that we all have. And that is the thing that God wants to deliver us from today. That thing. We have to stop letting darkness in. Go to Romans 10. Here's a scripture we all know about. We quote this in relationship to people getting saved. Romans 10:10. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we recognize this as a truth, that when in our hearts we realize that Jesus Christ is Lord and our Savior, and then we begin to confess him as such, then we are saved. But salvation is not a momentary thing, it's a life thing. Meaning, the more this takes place right here, that your heart believes unto righteousness, the more you're going to experience salvation. The more is going to come into you. It's like a door, a gatekeeper. Your salvation depends upon your dwelling upon the righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ. Do you understand that? Do you realize that? That all of our salvation depends upon how we recognize what comes into our lives from God or from the dark side, that either allows for the increase of his presence and the increase of salvation in our lives, or the decrease of it. Because if you want to sit in darkness, then the end result is death. And the church right now overall is sitting in too much darkness. It has agreed with too many things that belong to the evil one. It has lost its way. It doesn't hold itself high in esteem of God. It is not light to the world, salt of the earth. And I don't know about us. I don't know where we all are. I can't make that prediction, or I can't make that claim, and I surely wouldn't make a criticism. But I know this, that I dare not leave any of you out of this warning, or it is my head. Do you understand that? I cannot assume that everybody's in a great place. It's not up to me to make that decision. I think this is a wonderful church, and you are great people, but I don't really know all that goes on in your souls. God doesn't want me to. But what he does want me to do is to be a spokesman for him, to say to you in this day, light has got to triumph over darkness, and if there's darkness hidden in your souls, it's got to come out. It's got to be rebuked, confessed, eliminated, whatever it is, and Holy Spirit will tell you what it is. He will show you what it is, because that's his job. Let him do it. Don't hide from him. It's not worth it. The issues of your life, Proverbs 4:23 says, O man, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. What springs forth from your heart will either be the result of the lightness that is in you because of the presence of God, or the darkness because you have been absorbing darkness. And the whole matter of your life, the stream, the flow, the direction of your life is going to go in one direction or the other, dependent upon the light of God. When we cry out more for the presence of God, we are saying, my heart is being changed. When we are saying, Lord, send Holy Spirit for Jesus Christ's sake, we are saying the growth of Christ in me is causing for the increase of God around me. Does that make sense to you? Think about that. It's a spiritual attraction. The more we allow for God to be God in us, the more God will be God around us. It's as simple as that. God does not come and go. He manifests himself according to the love that we have towards him. He increases and decreases according to the light that we hold in our souls, because Jesus is light. And if we live in darkness, we do not have fellowship with God. We cannot live in two worlds. It's one or the other. It's as simple as that. If you cry things are not going well for you, it might be because there's too much darkness attached to your souls right now. Too much wrong thinking. Too much criticism. Too much judgment. Too much lust. Too much resistance. There is resistance to the Holy Spirit, and I know it. God told me so. That some of us have resistance to the very God who brought you new life. Who brought new life to your spirit. Do not resist the Holy Spirit. When Jesus came to Israel, he said to the Jews, you resist the Holy Spirit. Let that not be said of one person here. That we resist any dimension, expression, manifestation of his presence. But that we are a welcoming people, thoroughly enjoying God in every way possible. We want to obey him because we love him. And as we love him, he will increase his presence, his manifesting to us. I long for that. Do you not long for that? That's what a revival is. He increases because we love him. Because we keep the darkness out of our souls. Because we change the way our perceptions are. That's where God wants us to go today. That's all I have to say. It's enough. Is it not? Surely it is. For us today to take that in. God who dwells in light and there is no darkness in him wants to fill you with his light and life. That light that is in us then becomes light to the world. But when our light has gone out, then the darkness that is around us is enormous. And we live in the same darkness that the rest of the world lives in. Not only do they live in it, but darkness lives in them. Just listen to, watch, hear about the things that are going on in this nation, and you know that darkness lives in the souls of people. Not only do they dwell in darkness, darkness dwells in them. Foolish, idiotic, shameful and disgusting, unrighteous, perverted things that are going on. And the only hope for this nation, as we have been praying, is that the church rises up in the light, power, and glory of God. It begins with us, saints. Your light's going to shine as the light of God increases in you and he manifests himself to you. Paul, throughout all of his days, said, I want to know him more. There's an ever-increasing ability to know God, to experience Him, not things about Him, but Him. Him. He longs to reveal Himself. He's intimate, personal. He saved you as a person because He loves you as a person. And He wants you to know Him more and more. God, we pray this morning, change our perceptions, our hearts, what we long for, what we look at, where our treasures are, what our interests are, where there has been sin crouching at the doors of our souls, where it seeks to overpower us, to draw us down, to get us to commit, to cause us to think about it and to do it, and for us to become increasingly dark inside. God, we repent of that. We ask You to forgive us. We ask You to forgive us for lives, hearts, thoughts that are weak, indifferent, careless, lazy. We ask You to forgive us for hearts that have been resistant to You. Oh God, shame on us for ever quenching You or grieving You. We must let You be who You are, God, God, God. There is none like You. We open the doors of our heart, our hearts. Come on in more and more. Manifest Yourself more. Send more Holy Spirit for Jesus Christ's sake. It's a strange prayer, but you know what it means. You know why the Welsh prayed it. They wanted to know Your presence inwardly and Your manifest presence outwardly. So that as all revivals have been saturations of God in His people and His people in God. Come and saturate us again, God, as we turn our hearts over, our minds over, our thoughts over, our wishes and desires over, and we renounce our sin and every secret evil thought that we have and that we hold, all bitterness, all unforgiveness, all judgments, all criticisms, all divisiveness, all impure longings for the wrong things, all lusts of the flesh. God, come in and just deal with us. We yield ourselves over. We long for You to be all in all. We will no longer say to You that there's no permission. There's no admission without our permission. We will say, You have permission, God, to our lives. Total permission. Access granted to You to take over and make us over, to dwell in us like You long to. You didn't come to just tap into a few areas of our lives for our personal desires. You came in to dwell as God, to be God in us and through us, to manifest Yourself to others and above all to us. We are not religious people. We are spiritual people who know the presence of God. We long for You more and more, God. If that's not the cry of our heart, then we ask You to make it the cry of our hearts. What we cannot do, You can do. We beseech You to help us in our weaknesses, in our moments right now where we wonder how it's possible. Only You, God, can change us. We ask You to do it. Even that is repentance. Never be afraid to call on God to help you make changes in your lives, to change your mind, your hearts, your desires. We want the light to come in. God, illuminate our inward man. Please, Lord, with Your own light, with Your own self. In You is light and there is no darkness. Cleanse us, O God, of every scintilla of darkness. Let us be Your light children, Your glorious children. Let it be a beginning today for all of us. Let us not plateau assuming that we have reached a great place, that because we can pray for revival, we don't personally need it. We need it. We need it more than we realize. Whenever we think we have reached the level, oh my gosh, what pride comes into us. We must remain humble. Humble and submitted to You, because we cannot know ourselves like You know us. There is deceit in our hearts at all times. that must be routed out. Cleanse us, O God. Create in us clean hearts. We desire that today, today. What more, what a better benefit could there be to any man, woman, child than to know God, to have him manifest himself to us. We are the most blessed people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for sending your word to us today and healing us and delivering us. We give you praise, praise. We give you praise for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. And amen. Thank you, saints.